Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the price of unbelief and read to you from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 2. Here's our verse. So an officer on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" And he said, "In fact, you shall see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat of it." Now, Samaria, the capital city of the kingdom of Israel, was under siege and near complete starvation. The surrounding Syrian army waited for the surrender of the city. Then God's prophet Elisha proclaimed the promise of God. Within 24 hours, the starvation situation in Samaria would be completely reversed. Instead of scarcity, there would be such abundance that the food prices would radically drop in the city. That's when the unnamed officer in the Lord's army said with sneering unbelief, "Look, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, could this thing be?" Now, it's true that we shouldn't be quick to believe the big promises that people make, but we should always believe God's promises. Yet, this officer in the Israeli army doubted the prophecy, and his doubt was based on several faulty premises. First of all, he doubted the power of God. Hey, listen, if God willed it, he could certainly make windows in heaven and drop food down from the sky for the hungry city. Secondly, he doubted the creativity of God. See, in the mind of the king's officer, the way food could come to the city could only be from above, from windows in heaven. He had no idea that God could bring provision in a completely unexpected way. Thirdly, he doubted the messenger of God. Hey, that was a big promise to make, that the starvation situation would be immediately turned around, but the officer should have believed it because it came from a man proved many times to be reliable. You see, that officer in the Israeli army, the king's officer, he was fluent in the language of unbelief. Unbelief dares to question the truthfulness of God's promise itself. So unbelief says this is a new thing and it can't be true. Unbelief says this is a sudden thing and it can't be true. Unbelief says there is no way to accomplish this thing. Unbelief says there's only one way that God can work. Unbelief says even if God does do something, it won't be enough. Now, through Elisha, the prophet, God announced a harsh judgment upon this king's doubting officer. He would see that the promise would be fulfilled and food would be supplied, but he would not eat of it. Unbelief robs us of many things, but one of the worst things is that we can never really enjoy the satisfaction and contentment that we find in God's fulfilled promise. So today, treat unbelief for what it is. Unbelief is an intruder, it's a deceiver, and it's a thief. Regard unbelief that way today and put your trust in the Lord.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.